Days cash on hand may be the most popular ratio for a board to monitor. It is probably because most understand that if we do not have cash, then we cannot fulfill our mission of providing much-needed services to the community. Days cash on hand is calculated by taking the health center's cash divided by the amount of cash needed to operate the clinic for one day. The amount of cash needed to run the health center for one day is calculated by taking total expenses minus any non-cash expenses such as depreciation and dividing that by the number of days in the period, which would be 365 if the financial statements are for the entire year. Although management may make these calculations for board members, let's walk through an example to show how it is calculated. For example, if total annual expenses were $10 million after subtracting non-cash expenses, then it takes $27,397 per day to run the health center, which is just simply calculated by taking 10 million divided by 365. Then the cash balance, adding in such things as unrestricted investments, reserves, certificates of deposit, money market accounts, etc., should be divided by that number to calculate the day's cash on hand. If the health center had $1 million in cash at the end of the year, then it would have approximately 37 days of cash on hand at the end of the year, which is simply calculated by taking $1 million divided by that $27,397 it takes to run the clinic for one day. There are a variety of opinions on how much cash a health center should have on hand. It is generally advisable for a health center to have 45 to 60 days of cash on hand at a minimum. A good goal might be 90 to 120 days cash on hand. Anything less than 30 days of cash on hand should be addressed immediately, as the health center's sustainability may be in jeopardy. If cash is not available when needed in upcoming periods, then employees may not be paid, or vendors may not be paid for supplies or services performed.